Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Elizabeth Alex. Have you been to a charity auction in the Kansas City area over the past 20 years? Chances are you have seen, heard, been harassed, or shaken down by these four men. You know them. They're the guys with the black cowboy hats and matching ties who make you so willing to part with your money. They spend more time together than most married couples, raising millions of dollars for charity as some of the most entertaining auctioneers around. And if you haven't heard of them, you're in for a treat. This morning, we welcome some of my favorite people on the planet, the Nigro brothers. George Nigro, Ron Stricker, Toby Tyler, and David Nigro. Welcome, and thanks for coming out to help me while I'm on Central Standard.
Good morning.
Morning, Elizabeth. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for having us this morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
It is so funny to see you guys. You couldn't have your hats on because you have to have your headphones on. But they're in there taking pictures of each other with Rod's iPad. And it's great to see you this morning.
And it's hard to talk without our hats on. That's our trademark.
I think you're going to do okay.
That holds his brains in his head.
All right. How did you guys get into this whole auctioneering thing? One, you're auctioneers by profession, right? Some of you are, anyway. Ron is.
We're not very smart auctioneers because we don't make very much money except for everybody else. But we started doing this. We went to Catholic high schools, and my dad had a horse and cattle auction. And I went to auction school when I was 12 years old, and we just started doing Catholic auctions, and it kind of grew into, got out of control, really.
I guess so. How much money have you raised to date? David, you seem to be the money guy usually.
Roughly right now, we're coming on top of $400 million for charities in Kansas City.
That's pretty amazing. Does that blow you guys away? At all?
We ain't seen none of it.
Yeah. You know, our fee's pretty high at zero of zero.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Toby, you guys aren't really brothers. Everybody thinks kind of that you are because you're called the Nigro brothers. But
yes, that's true.
One more blood
transfusion. They're trying to adopt me, but they haven't offered enough yet.
Go ahead, George, what are you
going to
say?
I said one more blood transfusion, Toby will be in. Ronnie's going to take about five more.
Ronnie, how did you get involved with these guys?
Well, my family's been in the auction business since 1970, so I started shopping in George's store, and the more we talked, the more they knew I was an auctioneer, and we just kind of started doing things together, and next thing you know, we're doing auctions together. So,
all right. Our producer, Matthew, is new to Kansas City, and he's never heard you guys in any capacity. George, can you just auction off something so he can
sound?
Yeah, just for, yeah, pretend you're going to auction off Ron's hat.
Okay. Hey, what do you get Thorpe now? What do you get $1,000 now? What do you get $500? What do you get
$2?
What do you get $3? Now $4, yeah. $5, $5, $5. What do you get $700? Now what do you get $8?
That is really good. Now, that's what they do, Matthew. And these guys are on, you're on stage usually, George. How's it work?
Ronnie split it up. Sometimes he does some, sometimes I do some, and David and the rest of them do all the ring man work. David and Toby.
Okay,
take
so
the bids.
You guys are out in the crowd.
We're the professionals.
Yeah.
We do all the work. We make those two guys look good.
So you've got a bid, say, for a puppy, which sometimes can go for very high amounts of money.
Right.
We got somebody wanting to buy this puppy, willing to buy this puppy for $1,000. So then that turns into David and Toby competing with each other out there in the crowd. Describe how that works.
Well basically, I always carry the puppy. And regardless of who it is, the husband or the wife or regardless, when I'm rubbing that puppy's paw on their face and in their hair and on top of their head, somebody does bid. But the most important thing about the puppies, all these puppies we sell are potty trained. That's what we're telling these people to get them to bid.
And the reason that David holds the puppies is that way we can actually sell the product because he's not very good at selling.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm the only one that works out of us four.
David's probably held, I imagine, 200 or 300 puppies, and we're just waiting for one of them to pee on him.
We have had one pee on him.
Yeah, that's right.
One UMKC School of Dentistry.
That's right.
That's right.
And you remember that.
Oh, I never forgot that.
How many auctions do you do per year?
Oh, right. We're going to end up doing 164 auctions this year.
Wow.
So and next year will probably be the same, not unless we get a few more.
So
Arthur Anderson.
How many, how many nights of the year then? Is that 164 nights a year? You're basically gone from your families?
Yes, ma'am.
No, there's several duplicates, so it's probably only about 135.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
And how do your wives handle all this and your families handle all this?
I think pretty good. I think they like us being gone, really.
I've had no complaints on my end.
Yeah, same way on my end.
Our wives get his auctions a lot. I don't know what that means.
And I don't have a wife, so I'm okay.
Oh, well, then you're in good shape,
All I know
Ron.
Is in January we don't do too many auctions. It's about the second week after no auctions, Toby will call me up and say, find an auction. I can't hold no more hands or do no more honeydews. I got to get out of the house.
So how do you raise your money? How do you get these people in these audiences. These people have had dinner and they've had some cocktails and, you know, they're trying to support a charity, yes. But you guys get them to give up astronomical amounts of money that they probably wouldn't do if they were really sitting thinking about it.
We just pray they don't find us in public and try to make us give our promises back.
What do you do, really, David? What do you do when you're down? What do you say to those people down there? And I see you guys putting your hats on the people sitting there, you know, thinking about bidding.
The most important thing about it is you just got to read the person. Okay, that's what I found. You got to see what they're doing. If they start smiling at you and they start talking to you, then you know what you can say to them and how far you can push them to get them to go to get them to bid. That's the most important thing. I just can't tell you. I mean, we just have to be in that situation.
Well, you got to remind them what it's for. When you tell them it's for the children, when it's for the dogs, the cats, whatever, you let them, you know, realize that that money's going to that charity.
When Ronnie sits on a pretty girl's lap, what is that, Ronnie? What are you promising them?
I'm not sure.
Whatever they want to hear.
I just tell them to look at my blue eyes and tell me no. And then usually they say yes. So,
what's the largest amount of money you've ever raised in a single night?
Close to $1 million.
Yeah, the Wayside Waves fur ball.
Really?
Yes. That
well, what did we raise at Garth Brooks' auction?
Pretty good.
That was close to $1 million.
Yeah.
Sold John Daly
motorcycle.
Harley Davidson motorcycle for $100,000.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
John Travolta. What did John Travolta bring?
$72,000 to dance with him.
Yeah, twice.
That's pretty amazing. So how long are you going to keep doing this? You've been doing this for how long? I said 20 years, but I think it's been longer than that.
Over 30 years.
Over 30, yeah. I've been doing it since 1980, so however long that is.
Yeah, that's more than 30 years.
I ran out of fingers.
33 years? Yeah, something like that. 33 years, yeah.
Exactly.
So, and it doesn't get old to you.
It's a challenge to see if we can do more. 2014, we want to see if we can do more than we did in 2013. So it's a challenge to us.
Does it matter how big the charity is when they ask you to come? Because you guys are in demand, and there are a lot of charities who'd like you to come, and you can't. So does it matter who asks you?
No, as long as it's a charity.
Just like tomorrow, they got the Urban Rangers, you know, and there's, what, maybe two items to auction off. And then the next night, we have one for Synergy, which will be astronomical. I mean, there'll be crazy bidding, and, you know, it's so you never know. I mean, you know, it's the charity is usually it's for the kids. So that's what we usually try to focus on. And so...
Well, yeah. Go ahead, David.
Well, not interrupting you, but like Ronald McDonald House, we used to do it at the National Golf Course, maybe when there was probably 50 people there. Now they have it at the Arrowhead Club, and there's 1,500 people. And we've been with them since day one, just watching this whole auction grow. So, I mean, that's when you know you've made an impact in this city and to help an organization, especially Ronald McDonald House, what they do for children.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Ron, you mentioned Urban Rangers, one of my very favorite charities, and what they do for kids in the urban core. And Synergy, and in fact, I think I'm going to be working with you guys at
Saturday,
I'll be the MC. Yeah. And I've been there several different times, and I've been on stage with George so many times and had such a great time watching you guys raise money for good causes. But and I think Jim Belushi is going to be at Synergy. And one of my favorite things to watch is how – like people who pay extra can get their picture made with the celebrity who's coming, whether it's Jay Leno or whatever. And I thought it was so funny. Of all that, Jay Leno wanted to have his picture made with you. You guys are like, now this. And I've seen people jump up out of the crowd with their cell phones to make you stop and take a picture. Now, you're kind of famous now in Kansas City yourself. Well, not even kind of. You are.
Well, you got to remember, they're coming to our town, okay? They're not here. We're not here to meet them. They're here to meet us because we're helping our city and the charities in it.
What are you laughing about, Toby?
He's an idiot. He read that off a cue card.
Well, I don't know if any of our listeners have any Nigro Brothers stories they want to weigh in on. You can feel free to call 816-235-2888. Again, that's 235-2888, 816. I imagine there's some people out there who have some great memories of you either helping their charity or of you helping them part with some of their money.
Yeah, like the guy that tried to punch me out at the Plaza one time because I sold him a dog that put a pretty bad mess all over his white couch that he just bought that was too much money.
Do you run into people saying, hey, you stole a bunch of money from
me? Oh, yeah. All the time.
Every auction, three or four people walk up and say, now, don't you take a bid from me today. Don't take a bid from me today. As soon as the auction starts, they're raising their hand. They all want to act like they don't want to spend it, but they will. We'll get it.
you know, we truly compete amongst each other. We want to do better. The auction we did last year, we wanted to do more this year, and all of us guys compete to try to get the most money we can to help the charities. And we really love helping charities. Well, and like Ron said, it don't matter if it's a small charity or a big one, if it's for kids or for a good cause.
Alex, correct that. They're competing to be like me is what they're doing.
The legend.
They want to catch up
in
to
his
me.
Own mind.
Tell your joke. You're going to say it. I know it's coming.
Go ahead.
No, I can't say it.
Can you say it, George?
You can say it.
The difference between God and Toby?
What?
God doesn't think he's Toby.
Sometimes he wishes, though.
You guys are awful. Now, if somebody else wanted to be like you, one, I didn't. You got kids.
I wish there was
Where are they at?
Please.
We'll turn in our ties.
Well, tell me, how do you do it? I mean, what's auctioneer school like? Ron, did you go to an auctioneer
school?
Yeah,
I went to auctioneer school. George went to auctioneer school. I think you went down off of
Genesee.
Genesee.
Is that where you went? Yeah. We both went to the livestock yards and went to auctioneer school. I went back in 84. George was way older than me. He went a lot before me. But anyway, you know, it was a two-week program, and you kind of get cattle called into this big room, and the next thing you know, they're breaking you up into groups, and some of you survive and some of you don't. And fortunately, I've been fortunate with my family to make it. So
it's hard. It's not as easy as it sounds. Skill.
There's other people in the Kansas City area out there that we claim, you know, they're probably, trying to imitate us, but, you know.
So in auctioneer school, you'd like go and it's like tuition, or how long does it last?
2 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
It's just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you kind of know pretty soon if you've
got that aptitude. But it takes a lot of practice. Yeah. And just 2 weeks for the school, but it takes years early. You need to practice quite a bit.
You just get out of auctioneer school and go think you're going to be an auctioneer. It just doesn't work that way.
It's not that easy.
No.
Well, so what you two do, Toby and David, that's just sort of self-taught, then.
Me and Ronnie schooled them.
Well, we got to teach George. Me and Toby have to teach George and Ron because they get totally lost up there on the stage. And we got to keep them straight and let them know where they're at on their bids because they have no idea. They're just clueless. They get up there on their pulpit and they forget about us guys out there in the trenches doing all the work.
Yeah. You can't lie.
We're
Elizabeth
the traffic
Davis.
Control
She's
cops there because they are lost. Trust me.
Now, Toby, they tease you an awful lot on the stage and in real life.
Because they want a shot at the title. I'm telling you. They all want to be me.
Well, I can understand that. Now, how do you go about it when you're competing about who's going to get the most money? Is there a prize at the end?
Just put my name on the top of the list. Forget it.
Does the winner have to buy dinner? I mean, how does that work?
George always has to buy dinner every time.
Yeah.
These guys have conned me to no end. It's terrible, Elizabeth, really. It is.
I can see.
We're supposed to buy each other time, but Toby says it's 2-1. It's more like 10 me and 1 them.
I buy all the ties. I drive to every event that we go to. So I feel like, you know, with my gas and my time with all the perfect ties that I buy for the events, I shouldn't have to worry about it.
I'd like to correct that. I did buy one tie one time. And where was it from?
Right here.
That's right. NPR show, Car Talk.
Car Talk.
I bought
them
Car Talk ties, but they weren't smart enough to wear them. They had them on backwards.
Well, now let's talk about the ties a little bit because you make an entrance when you come into these things. You're all wearing your white shirts, black hats, cowboy boots, and some kind of a tie. Tell me, let's discuss some of these ties that you
Well, have. You know, every event has a theme, and I always try to make sure that we match the theme with our ties. I mean, I've gone as far as shipping them in overnight to get the theme. You know, I've had them custom made before just to try to get the theme.
What do they say? Like, what kind of theme are we talking about?
I can remember I did one that was a construction zone, and we had to have these construction ties, and I couldn't find the perfect tie, so I had these ties custom made that had, like, cones on them and the different stop, and I don't know what all they said now. I can't even remember, but, I mean, I've had them custom made with our faces on them and to kind of match the Dewey Cheatham
and Howe. The 4-H ones, they were custom
made. The 4-H ones mm-hmm. were custom made. I mean, we've got
Yeah,
so
you've
many.
Got those ties that say Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
That's kind of
like
our trademark.
Like an attorney's office is
right.
kind of the...
That is our trademark.
That is your trademark. how long are you guys going to be doing this?
I guess until we can't anymore. We're all still young, so we can keep right on going, so we're fine. So the only problem would be our old man, George, if he'd, you know, poop out on us somewhere or something like this here. So we'll just keep going. We're having a great time.
George will still go. We'll just, you know,
wheel him in a little more.
We'll wheel him in there.
Wipe the oatmeal off his chin.
Oh, man. They're tough.
My buddies.
Well, one of the things that I think is really fun when I'm doing an event with you guys is that at the end, when I say, after all these people have given up all this money, and I say, the Nigro brothers, charge zero for this tonight. So you've raised $400 million, is that what you said, for mm-hmm. Kansas City Charities? And now, and you've taken none of that home. You don't
zero.
Charge anything.
No. Our fee is zero of zero, and we're going to double that every year.
Why? Why?
Like I said, not very smart.
What made you decide to do this?
It's a challenge. We love doing it. We're proud of it.
Well, we're blessed. We've been blessed with our businesses.
And our parents taught us to give back, and we're just giving back to the community of Kansas City.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We enjoy doing it.
So you have kids. I mentioned this a couple minutes ago. Any of your kids have any interest in getting into any of this?
No. No. No, they're girls.
My son tried it.
Yeah. They're
he said
girls.
I was crazy.
So a girl can't really be an auctioneer?
Well, sure. There's a couple of girls. Tana, she's out there.
Yeah, she does a nice job.
Yep.
Toby's son helps us, Mikey. He's helped us occasion. And my son is only 9 and my daughter's 13. And, you know, they're really not focused. They're on taekwondo and soccer and dance right now. So, you know, what dad does is great. And they'll go on occasion. Sydney's gone with us every year to the Ozanan auction since she was a baby. So they've watched her grow up. I've had her there when she was in a car seat all the way up to now she's 13. And so it's kind of fun to bring her back in. And now she's a 5'8", 13-year-old. So, you know, she's kind of an icon when we bring her in there.
Oh, so she's got her own crew there when
right,
she comes.
Right.
Well, how does that work with as a dad? Does your family say, hey, why don't you come out with me tonight instead of going to another charity event?
Well, we've all sacrificed, all of us. We've missed father-daughter dances.
Yep.
We've missed sports activities with the schools that the kids went to. That part of it is tough because, you know, our girls or our sons, they want us to be there with them. But sometimes if we've got these big commitments and they're in such big rooms, you know, we all got to be together. So that part of it is tough.
But they totally understand. Yeah. My kids understand. They want us to help charities, and I know their kids do, too. They're pretty proud of it, too.
So is that sort of a teachable thing for these kids?
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
What do you learn from these charities when you go? You got to learn a little bit about the work they do when you go. Because there's all kinds of speeches and videos and stuff like that they show.
They do a lot of great work, and we realize the money really helps them, and that's what really drives us, that we've seen some of the great things they've done. They bring examples out of maybe children that were helped. What's that one where they always have they bring a kid that's what is it? They bring a student that was helped out. Boys and Girls Club. They bring out a successful graduate of the program and stuff, and you get to find out where they've gone on to college, successful lives, successful careers. And we were part of that. We helped fund that so they could go do that. What more can you want in life?
You know, Elizabeth, something else, too. We can all attest to this. We've learned in Kansas City, I have never seen so many charitable people. It just amazes me the money that people will give away. And we're glad that we can help them, make them feel good about doing it, too. So
through good times and bad, they're right there.
Yeah, did the downturn in the economy do anything to your business or your charity auctions?
No, ma'am.
Did not slow the auctions down at all.
And do you have a favorite charity that you
mine it's still, and I've said this before, mine is the Benedictine Nuns. Okay, it's just probably the greatest group of ladies you could ever be around, and the Benedictine Nuns auction is just it's a night of dreams, and it's a fantastic auction to help the nuns.
What about the rest of you, Toby? You have a favorite?
The last one we just did, and then the next one's ready to go.
We like them all.
George, yeah. Do you have anything that's particularly close to your heart?
Well, UCM, them people are so good to us up there at Central Missouri. They're really nice. All of our auctions, we like doing it for all of them. Rockers, I mean, I could name all the schools and stuff we do for, and they all appreciate it, and we appreciate doing it for them, too.
And Ron?
I'm going to say they're all great, but Ronald McDonald House sticks out in my heart probably along with the sisters. So
is there any auction where you find particularly generous givers?
It have to be the fur ball.
Wayside Waste. People like their animals.
Fur ball.
We're amazed year-round with people that give. Just absolutely amazed.
Like I said, the downturn in the economy made no difference. Kansas City, I can't speak for other countries or cities, but Kansas City, I've never seen so many generous people. It just amazes us. We come out of there just walking out just amazed, really.
Is there any kind of mistakes you've ever made? Biggest mistake as an auctioneer or... They're all pointing at each other.
Hiring George.
Yeah. Well, when that check clears, let me know, would you, Toby?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you guys for being here with us today. And I thank you really mostly for all the great work you do here in Kansas City for all these charities. You guys are truly amazing.
Well, let's not forget to thank Alex, because you've been to a lot of our events, too.
And yes.
I know you've donated a lot of time to the community, so that's fabulous also in our eyes.
Oh, it's all fun. It's all, you guys make it so entertaining.
Thank you for having us.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Elizabeth, very much.
Once again, I want to thank our guests, George Nigro, Ron Stricker, Toby Tyler, and David Nigro. Once again, thanks, you guys, for joining us. You can put your hats back on now. You can subscribe to our podcast. You can hear this conversation again or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard page of KCUR.org. Tune in tomorrow as we explore mental health issues for youth. Up to Date is next with a look at World War I and the heads of state who pulled the strings. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with help from Sydney Llewellyn. I'm Elizabeth Alex. This is KCUR.